Alcoa FM Breakfast is the business.
Government should do more to protect the local motor industry against unfair competition from imported products. That was the plea from Volkswagen Group Africa MD Martina Biener speaking at the mining indaba in Cape Town. Quoted by Business Day, Biener said that options could include allowing local vehicle manufacturers to monetize the nominal value of production credits, worth, according to Biener, many billions of rands, to reduce retail prices on their vehicles. The new vehicle sales figures, which came out this week and which we reported on earlier, show that imported brands, particularly Chinese, are growing market share. Biener echoed Toyota SA President Andrew Kirby, who identified a legal loophole which allows foreign companies to drastically reduce import duties through local assembly of semi-built vehicle kits. These require minimal investment in infrastructure, local content, or employment. Biener told Mining Indaba delegates that the domestic market is weighted unfairly towards imports. The road ahead for the economy looks bumpy. That's according to the latest S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index, which has come in at 47.4 index points in January from 49.9 in December. It's the lowest level for the PMI since July 2021, when deadly riots, looting and arson disrupted supply chains and curtailed output. Currently, the biggest commercial airline in South Africa, Fly South Air, has been given 12 months to sort out its ownership structure. The airline was recently found to be in breach of the rule requiring 75% of voting rights to be held by South African citizens. This followed a complaint by another local low-cost carrier, Lift Airlines. Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon says that customers can book and fly Fly South Air with confidence as the airline remains fully operational. From fuel and chemicals giant Sasol, a profit warning which says it's facing a significant decline in earnings for 6 months to end December 2024. At play, lower oil prices, reduced sales volumes and refinery impairments. Headline earnings per share expected to be between 13 and 15 rand, a drop of between 26 and 36%. The broader markets seem to have regained much of the ground lost earlier this week with Donald Trump's trade war. The JSE All Share closed last evening up 0.2%, the top 40 up 0.3%, London up 0.6%, New York, the Dow up 0.7%, S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 0.2%, Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney up a full 1%. US dollar unchanged, 104 to the euro, the rand ditto, 1858 to the dollar, 1930 to the euro, 2321 to sterling. Gold at 2,869 off its record high yesterday, 2,882. Platinum 987, Bitcoin 97,389, and Brent crude oil just under $75 a barrel.
Alcoa FM Breakfast is the business.